five of the best Mother's Day one-liners that I've ever heard. Here they are. Number five, to the world, you might just be one person, but to the person, you might be the world. Another one came from Groucho Marx. My mother loved children. She would have given anything if I had been one. A snippet that I picked up someplace. The quickest way for a mother to get her children's attention is to sit down and look comfortable. And from Irma Bombeck, the easiest part of being a mother is giving birth. The hardest part is showing up for it each day. And the last one from the comedian Phyllis Diller, she once said, I want to give my children everything I didn't have. Then I want to move in with them. Well, as I looked at a text for today, I thought of all the famous women and mothers who were in the Bible, but then I also began to look at the not-so-famous and the unspoken ones, and Jochebed came to mind. Jochebed is the mother of Moses, Miriam, and Aaron. Say Jochebed. So if you had nothing else today that you remember, you learned a new name. You learned the name of Moses' mother, Jochebed. Okay? Not one of those Hebrew names that we are as common as, say, Maya or Deborah or Hannah, but still a very important person in the scriptures. And as we start this passage here, you may notice that we're not given the names of men and women and children. Not until Moses. Why is that? Because the writers want us to know that this story is ultimately about God. God is the focus here. He's the one that is orchestrating all these things. It's God's story, and it's our story. It's a story of God's careful provision for his people and being a deliverer for his people, and how sometimes God works in spite of the moral and the political climate of the day. You see, Moses, like Jesus, grew up in an evil time. Moses had to contend with Pharaoh. Jesus had to contend with Herod and Pilate. And God's provision and plan for us is set into motion sometimes, even in the midst of horrible circumstances. In verse 2 here, we see that Jochebed is praised in both Exodus chapter 6, verse 20, as well as later on in the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 11. The name Jochebed means God's glory. God's glory. So she's one of the unsung, least well-known female figures in the Bible. Let's take a look at her today. Let's take a look, first of all, at her vision of her faith. Because she had Moses at a time when it was dangerous to be a son. There had been a lot of trauma among the Hebrews when a boy was born in Egypt. It was still desirable to have a son because in that time and in that culture, males were primary in terms of lineage. They were primary in terms of inheritance too, but many mothers really didn't want to have sons. Sometimes it turned that wish into a daughter. Moses is unquestionably born an Israelite. He is fully of the Levite stock on both his mother's side and his father's side as well. I think sometimes the vision that we have to raise our families often call us into uncharted territories. I think that's one thing that we can learn from this passage today. Because God will require Jochebed to raise their son in a most unusual way. She would have to bring her daughter, her son, to Pharaoh, to Pharaoh's daughter. Can you imagine that? We do not know how many years she had with Moses. But to raise your child and nurse your child and then to have to give that child away. But through it all, she had faith that God had a bigger plan than her plan. And that he would bring all things to pass through his purposes. God would somehow work it out. He would work it out. And I think like Jochebed, God asks us to trust him with our children. I think God positions moms and dads today to use a lot of wisdom. Parenting often calls us to go into uncharted territories. I'm reminded of a story between a mom and her teenage son son had just gotten his driver's license, and he asked his mom if they could discuss the use of the car. And his mom said, "Well, now you're a young man now. Driving is a privilege that you have to earn. I'll make you a deal in 2 months. If you can bring up your grades, show me that you study your Bible some, and get a haircut, we'll talk about your use of the car." 2 months passed. The son came, said, "Can we talk about the car now, Mom?" Mom said, "Sure." He handed her his grades. The grades were up. He showed her how he was reading his Bible and studying it and growing in the Lord. And she smiled and she said, I'm so proud of you, son. I love you. I noticed that you didn't get your hair cut over these last 2 months." And the son said, "Mom, I've been thinking about that, and I have an answer for you. You know, Samson had long hair. Moses had long hair. Noah had long hair. Even Jesus' mom had long hair." And his mom said, "I know. And they walked everywhere they went." And there was the venture of her faith as well. As Sue read for us, you know, the translations go everywhere from a fine child to a goodly child to a beautiful child. That's actually the closest in the Hebrew that we have. The child was a beautiful child, a fine baby. Jochebed knew, as moms know today, that by 3 months, you're fully bonded with that child. She just didn't go down to the river one day and say, "Well, there you go, wish you luck." She had no intention of letting her handsome boy join the other boys at the bottom of the Nile. And it must have torn her up inside. But she did it, not out of fear, not out of cowardice, but in faith. She did it in faith to save her son's life. God has a plan for every family. God has a plan for every baby, and here for Moses too. And God invited her to join him in that plan. In preparing for this, I read referred back to one of the commentaries that I have on the book of Exodus. Douglas Stewart is an Old Testament professor at Gordon-Conwell Seminary. He's like fluent in 9 languages, you know. Ridiculously smart. And he writes in his commentary here, he writes that Jochebed knew that the longer she tried to keep a 3-year-old quiet, the more she knew that if the Egyptians heard him cry, they would have taken him and drowned him. But that Jochebed knew what she was doing. She knew what she was doing, waterproofing that little papyrus ark with tar. She knew what she was doing. She knew that the eastern branch of the Nile ran north, near the western edge of the palace grounds. So she was sending Moses to where people were. She also sent her daughter Miriam to follow the small ark basket along the shoreline to see what would happen. And it's important to note here that spiritually, Jochebed had the story of God's faith in her background. I think that's an important thing to remember in this story. She wasn't a person who had no faith or no foundation or no anchor. She had a heritage. She had a spiritual heritage that was there. We might call it religion. We might call it faith. We might call it values or belief. But she had that. And that guided her behavior and all of her steps. I just want to say this morning that it feels to me like we're living in a time when we as a nation, we are forgetting the story of God's faith in our background. We're forgetting the heritage, the spiritual heritage that we have in America. We're forgetting how God has blessed us and preserved us and given provision for us. And I just believe it's going to take the church and it's going to take parents to teach the next generation about God's faithfulness. I think God also took Jochebed on a journey of selflessness. It was as if she could hear God say, Jochebed, if your son is going to live, you're going to have to listen to me. You're going to have to listen to me and obey me and follow me. You can't do only what you want to do. And so she did. She took every precaution to ensure her child's safety. Because she had to ask herself, what do I have to do to keep my son safe from this maniac, Pharaoh? And we have to ask similar questions today, those of us who are parents or grandparents or relatives or friends. What can I do to keep my child safe, our children, and our neighborhood safe? You know, every Sunday we say and we pray, Lord, you know, deliver us from evil. We pray that every Sunday, don't we? But as moms and dads, as people, as citizens, we have to find ways to protect our child from evil, from all the unwarranted influences of the internet, of the social media, of secular life. That's part of the venture of her faith. It is part of the venture of our faith today. Here at Bethany, our guidelines and our policies for protecting our children is called Safe Sanctuaries. Marian Dixon is the chairperson of that, and Chris and Shannon and Todd and others are part of that. They help to keep that up to date for us. It's a real working protection policy geared primarily towards children and teens. God is going to find a way to work it all out. So there's the vision of her faith and the valor of her faith, and I want to say a word about the venture of her faith and the valor of her faith. Nahum Sarna was a 20th century Old Testament Hebrew scholar. He wrote a commentary on Genesis and Exodus for the Jewish Publication Society. He writes that Jochebed doesn't like the times that she lives in, and you have to understand this passage in that context. She doesn't like the times that she's lived in. She's a suppressive and an evil pharaoh conducting infanticide across the land. We're told simply that it happened. We're not told in the Bible to what extent it happened or how it was implemented or how it was later rescinded. But Sarna writes in his commentary, he says, no Egyptian princess in her right mind would bathe publicly. This must have been an unusual event, not a common occurrence. A princess would always bathe in the home, the royal home, in private. Not in a crocodile-infested river. And that the Hebrews would instinctively know that this is a reference to one of the numerous nooks and crannies where safety and privacy could be enjoyed along the river, just as you along the York River here or other tributaries, you know those nooks and crannies. You know the safe places and the not-so-safe places as well. She doesn't like Pharaoh's decree, but she has to comply with it. And as I think about applying that to my life and to our life as a church and even as a nation, I think there are times when things happen and we don't like it. A law is made and we don't like it. A court decision is made and we may not like it. And we too have to decide whether or not we're going to comply with it, right? Whether it's a local ordinance, whether it's a state law, a national law, whatever it might be. Or ruling of the church. Part of the valor of her faith is this. And this is where the story just turns. This is how God works it out. To me, this is just amazing and why I think it makes for a really good Mother's Day message. Because God will make a way. God would use Pharaoh's own daughter to thwart Pharaoh's plans. It's the daughter of Pharaoh that saves Moses. Isn't it ironic that while Pharaoh was busy trying to throw all the Hebrew male children into the Nile, it would be his own daughter who would save out of the Nile the future redeemer of Israel? And she actually pays the mother to raise her own child to do it. That's God. That's God. Let me finish with this, the victory of her faith. It was a God-sized assignment for Jochebed. But she was true to it, she was strong for it, and she leaned on God throughout. Her actions would show God and others what she believed about God. And the same can be said for you and for me. Our lives, our example, everything about us says to others what we believe about God. And yes, even what we don't believe about God. So my word for you today is this: concentrate on God and His power. Whatever you're facing, whether today is a day of joy or sadness or somewhere in between, concentrate on God and His power. He will make a way. Maybe right now you can't see the way. Maybe right now you can't see the way through the troubles. It may not look like your plan. Don't get anxious. Focus on the Lord instead of your troubles. Ask Jesus to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to sustain you and give you strength. God is going to work it out. Look for the part that He wants you to play in the story. Lord, who would you have me to be in this circumstance, in this story? Trust Him for the rest of it. And trust Him for the way out, and you'll begin to see a plan unfold. Let's take a few minutes and think about these things. Lord, it seems that sometimes you do some of your best work in our times of oppression, spiritual, human, whatever form it is, Lord. And how you, Lord, here used three women, a mother and a sister and a daughter of Pharaoh, to save a baby from death. Wow, Lord, you used each one in a major way. Lord, use us in major and minor ways so that we may see what your plan is and what your ways are. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you, Lord, for the strength that you give us each day, and especially, Lord, to our mothers and our grandmothers. We bless them before you today, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen.